bringing you the voice of yoga from every corner of the world. This is Namaste Yoga, Yoga and the World Special on Radio 1.
Yes, it is World Yoga Day, International Yoga Day as you can call it. UN has marked this day, supposed to be the longest day of the year. And that's right, when the monsoons hit the city of Mumbai, we are only glad, aren't you, Samantha?
Yeah. I mean, that was crazy humidity out there. Yeah.
It was around 66 to 70% on Sunday. Yeah. I remember when I stepped out.
Crazy. So this is a relief.
This is a huge relief. One for the humidity, two for the water problems we've had.
Yeah.
Through most of the summers.
Yes.
And I think it also kind of reinstates that we need to save water. Mm. And I think yoga will help us.
Just be more aware.
More aware, really.
Just be more aware. Close your taps, etc.
Yeah. I think that alignment thing that you spoke of and being more spiritual, that has got to do with how much you can reinvent yourself, right? So what has been your experience for the past 15 years? Yoga, you, and your balance with the nature around you, with the universe around you. How has that been?
I think, well, with the pace of and the lifestyle that we now deal with, in especially city life, you definitely need to like get away, go on a retreat, or go on a kind of a personal journey. And I think yoga really has helped me with that, because I've always gotten away from the city, gone and studied with my teachers, gone to like either the mountains or near the beach, and sort of reconnected back with nature. And it's given me so much more space in my mind to reinvent myself and be more creative, even with the whole practice and getting into the discipline of it. So,
correct.
Yes,
I think what's very important, what I understand of, as much as I have read or met people, is that yoga helps us go back to nature, where we come from. So if we can align ourselves, I think a lot of our problems, which is the stress levels in the city of Mumbai that we kind of don't know how to handle, will be under control.
Will be under control. But I think the thing is that you can't escape it, right? You always come back to it. So the point is that it has to become so much a part of your life and your lifestyle that you are able to inculcate it every day for at least 20 to 30 minutes. For example, just sitting, closing your door, switching your phone off, asking nobody to disturb you, and just doing like a breathing or a meditative practice.
Correct.
If you have that, you don't
and
even
if you do
need
that
to,
even for 5 to 7 minutes every day, is going to change your life.
It makes a huge difference to your just personal well-being and the way you look at your day.
Very important. Monday blues will be thrown out of the window. Like, seriously, there'll be no concept of Monday blues if we have things like yoga in our lives, and something that we, I think, have been sitting on for more than 5,000 years now. Come on.
Absolutely. And it's supposed to be so much a part of our days.
Correct.
So,
correct. Yeah. Part of our everyday life here in India. I think it's about time. And thanks to the Prime Minister, who has been taking an initiative himself personally and, you know, giving out a note of address to everyone. Even today, he's put out a note of address on Twitter and other mediums to talk about what yoga is and how important it is and how much we need to get back to it for a discipline in our life.
Absolutely.
So I think, yeah, she's shown me a few things that we can do back in office as well as back at home. It's going to be up on Facebook real soon, www.facebook.com/radio1.mum. And there's a lot more about yoga you can learn from Samantha herself. So SAMANTADUGGAL. She's Samantha Duggal. You need to look her up on Facebook. And what is the retreat you're going to do, like real coming soon retreat?
Well, it's an international retreat and it's in the Dominican Republic end of July, which is like quite far. But there is something that's closer to home, which I'm also doing, which is in Sri Lanka in December, the 11th of December. It's for 2 weeks. And yes, I do have a few students already coming with me this time. I teach there every year. It's a beautiful place. It's called Ulpotha. And it's an amazing jungle retreat experience.
Wow.
And there's no electricity and it's organic food and it's amazing. Yeah.
So that's the plus. If you take up yoga and if you think you can find your fix with it, this is what you get to do. When she said closer to home, I thought it was maybe Delhi or somewhere around in India. But she went to Sri Lanka and then from there to Dominican Republic. Like, dude, if there is a cult following and it's happening already in India, and how, I think more importantly, it's the most beautiful aspect of yoga that we get to rediscover ourselves.
Absolutely.
And I think just learn so much more about ourselves, which is the beauty of this discipline that we have.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Annie, for having me on the show.
It was super cool to see you, meet you. There's so much warmth in her that it's always good to have someone like them around us. It's someone like you always makes a lot of difference, brings a lot of positivity. So I think I'm going to see you soon.
Lovely.
Thank you.
Thank you, Annie.
Hey, I'm Taylor Swift. wildest dreams.
When I moved to New York, love and heartbreak and all the themes that used to be main factors in my music kind of faded to the background.
94.3 Radio 1.